Yes, well, good morning. What a blessing it is to continue here in our learning to walk by faith. As we went by the last two mornings, I was going through Hebrews 11, bringing forth the patriarchs of the old, how they were looking forward to the promise by faith and to Jesus, and how the New Testament, some of the New Testament ones were also looking to Jesus in faith, as they endured much beatings and with Paul there, and we are all looking forward to looking to Jesus. And in Hebrews 12 there it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's who they were looking forward to. We'll start in verse 3 here. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself. And we know that Jesus was sometimes mocked and scorned in times when he wanted to raise the young maid from the dead. He was mocked by the sinners around him. And it just kind of brings a reminder into us here. In verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against him. And not just that one particular time, but going up to the cross, the beatings and the mockings. And it's just kind of bringing an encouragement here, saying, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds, because we haven't suffered what Jesus has suffered. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And I want to go over to 1 Corinthians 10:13 here. In 1 Corinthians 10:13 it says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And that's very true. God never gives us more than what we can handle. God never allows the temptation to come stronger than what he is able to help us escape. And it's just, we have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. We need to realize that as temptations come, as sinful thoughts begin to enter our mind, that if we cry out to God, that he will take us, turn from it. He will help us turn from it. In verse 5 it says, And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. That comes out of Proverbs, and it's encouraging there. I'll keep going here before I get ahead of myself. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receiveth. In Romans 3:19, he gives us a clear picture of why he chastises us. In 3:19 it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And he had just got done speaking to the church there in Romans 3. It says, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And it gives us a picture of somebody who is walking away from God. They were hot at one time, but now they're lukewarm. Because you can't go from cold to lukewarm. You have to go from hot to lukewarm. So they were hot one time, and now they're becoming lukewarm. And why were they becoming lukewarm? Because here, God gives us an inside story on what was happening there. As many as I loved, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And you're simply making a cry to them to repent, to turn away. And endure the chastening and the rebuking of God, that they could walk with him, they could become more holy, they could become more like him. And in verse 7 it says, if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he when the father chastens not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof are ye partakers then? Then are ye bastards and not sons. And if we look at society around us, we know, we can see what is happening. Our children are not getting chastised. Or if they do get a spanking, it's in anger, it's in hatred, it's in frustration. And that does not work. God never spanks us in frustration. God never spanks us in anger. God spanks us in love only. And the only way to ever spank a child is with love. If you ever spank a child in anger, you defeated the entire purpose. You might as well bang your head off the wall, because it will not work. It will come out all wrong. The only way to spank a child is in love, and God knows that, and that's why he spanks us in love. As you look at the society around us, you can see what is happening to our children. If you're growing up without either getting any spanking or growing up in anger, or be spanked in anger, it just doesn't work. Furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence, and that's very true. When I spank my children in love, they give me reverence. They love me for that, and there's deeper respect there towards me. Not fear, but respect, just as God, just as we reverence God more after a hard chastising. My children do the same thing to, our children do the same thing to us. Shall we not rather be subject unto the fathers of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, which simply means as seemed best to them. That's our fathers, and I'm thankful for that. Our fathers spanked us and chastised us when we did wrong. And when it seemed that it was that we should be spanked, they spanked us. But now here God says, But God, for our profit, God spanks us for our profit. He chastises us for our profit. Why? That we might be partakers of his holiness. And there again, it goes back to that verse in Revelation 3:19, where it says, where he's speaking to those people who were once hot and are now becoming lukewarm. They're cooling off. Their lives are beginning to die down. They no longer want to walk through the chasing of the Lord. And it just simply says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. It's very clear that if God loves you, he will chastise you. Any man that God has ever used, he has broken before he used him. Broken in many different ways. Yes, if you look at the commentaries of the men of old, God is used in a great way. God had to break them first in a great way. And it was only because they were willing to continue enduring the chastising and continue saying, Lord, thy will be done, not my will. It's hard, Lord, but I know you'll be with me. And it is hard. When God is spanking you, it is hard. Now, no chastising for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. And that's very true. Very true with the children. I'm just going to bring this a little practical. If your child, his conscience is cloudy, he's acting out of order, he's just not in order, you take him, you give him a loving spanking with some prayer, some Bible teaching, and it bears the peaceable fruits of righteousness. And it's the same way with us, as God is spanking us. If we turn from that and run, we will become lukewarm, and God will want to spew us out of his mouth. But if we endure it, and wait on God patiently, and allow him to do that deeper work, refining work in our hearts, it bears the peaceful fruits of righteousness. Well, it was a blessing. I hope I could encourage you to continue to walk deeper in the faith. It's a necessary part of our life, and to walk deeper in faith, God will chastise you, as He comes down on top of you, in a loving way to take away something that is between you and Him. Maybe it's your money, or your car, or your properties, or your business, whatever it is. God, in His loving way, will come down and will gradually just take that away from you. If he sees that it is a hindrance in your Christian walk. Well, it was a blessing. I want to encourage you to call in Saturday mornings for the Saturday morning Bible study, 7:30 Eastern Time. You can call in at 1-218-862-1300. That's 1-218-862-1300. And enter ID number 525-819. That's 525-819. All right, well, God bless you.